Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 28th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Today is Cyber Monday, a day when a lot of shoppers turn to the internet to find holiday gifts. Retail has experienced a lot of changes over the past few years. UCLA urban planning professor Chris Tilley says with the pandemic, researchers expected a permanent shift toward e-commerce.
What we've seen as the pandemic has abated somewhat is that people have gone back to stores. So there's certainly still an increase in online purchasing, but there's nothing like the sort of irreversible, you know, wave towards a growing percentage of e-commerce that people might have expected in mid-2020.
A lot of retail jobs have shifted, for example, from cashiers to pickers who fulfill online orders in stores. This can mean higher wages as a whole, but in general, pay is not kept up with inflation. Up at Stanford University, scientists are starting a new medical trial to see if Paxlovid can ease symptoms of long COVID. It's the first medical trial in the U.S. to use an antiviral to treat long COVID. Mari Bolanos has more from the California Report.
Paxlovid is the oral antiviral drug given to people who have been recently infected with COVID. It's been proven to help keep people who are at a high risk for severe diseases from getting so sick that they end up in the hospital. So now scientists want to test the drug to see if it helps ease brain fog, shortness of breath, body aches, and other long COVID symptoms. Upi Singh is a principal investigator for the study. And while we still don't know why people get long COVID, she says there are a few high priority hypotheses.
One of those is that there's some persistent virus left in the body after somebody has COVID. So maybe there's a reservoir for the virus somewhere in the body, and that ongoing presence of the virus keeps activating the immune system or keeps making the person sick.
And that's the hypothesis they'll be testing with this study. The Stanford study is recruiting 200 participants to see if those treated with Paxlovid for 15 days feel better than those treated with a placebo. Both groups will be monitored over 4.5 months to see if their symptoms improve.
The 2022 election is over, but some votes are still being counted, and the state of California will not certify the results until December 16th. So when do your local, state, and national representatives start working for you? We sent KPCC reporter Jill Rep local to look for answers.
Let's start with our federal representatives. Members of the 118th Congress take their oath of office on January 3rd, although the newbies have already started their orientation in Washington. Those newbies in our area are Representatives-elect Robert Garcia from Long Beach and Sidney Camlogger from View Park. At the state and local level, things happen a little quicker. State assembly members and senators will be sworn in on December 5th, even though the new legislative session doesn't start until January. At the local level, new representatives are usually sworn in whenever the city council or school or water board is scheduled to have its first meeting in December. In Los Angeles, the new city council, including candidates who won outright in the June primary, will take their oaths of office on December 12th. I'm Jill Replogle.
Ever seen a wild donkey? Thousands roam California and the Southwest, and while they are cute, they can compete with native species and cause them harm. KPCC's Mariana Dale reports burros can also increase their access to water in some places.
In the Arizona desert, Aarhus University postdoctoral researcher Eric Lundgren noticed wild donkeys excavating wells in dry stream beds.
You got this donkey butt sticking in the air, and then their front legs are way down in the ground, sometimes past their shoulder level, and they're kicking up giant streams of sand and rocks.
Lundgren says the donkey-made watering holes attracted other wildlife.
There would be orioles and squirrels and warblers coming in to drink right around my feet because it would be the only water for miles.
Most research into wild donkeys has focused on how they harm native plants and animals, but Lundgren says there's a lot left to understand about how burrows interact with the environment. I'm Mariana Dale.
If you're looking to kick off the Christmas season after the Thanksgiving weekend, tonight is the L.A. County Tree Lighting. The ceremony is at the Jerry Moss Plaza at the Music Center. It features live music performances, complimentary hot chocolate, and, of course, a lighting of a 75-foot-tall Christmas tree. Admission is free. The tree is being lit up tonight at 5 o'clock. The Latino Theater Company will perform its annual Virgen de Guadalupe pageant play in downtown L.A. this weekend. Our Lady of the Angels Cathedral will host over 100 actors and Aztec dancers who will tell the story of the Virgin Mary appearing to Juan Diego in 1531. It's directed by Jose Luis Valenzuela, who says that he's proud to provide Latinos a space in the theater community and keep this event free.
Going to see any place during the holidays, especially right now with the economy, it's very expensive and it's difficult for a whole family to go. This is free.
So Friday and Saturday, doors open at 6 p.m. The performance starts at 7:30. The play is performed in Spanish with English subtitles. For more information, you can visit the website latinotheatercompany.org. Starting out with cloudy skies, then partly cloudy afternoon skies in store for us. Highs will be mostly in the 60s. In some valley areas, it'll be in the 50s. And there is a wind advisory in effect for the Antelope Valley from 2 this afternoon until midnight. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.